Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, y'all. Kelly has been ghosted, and we're going to try to help her get some answers. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelly.
We understand this situation stinks. So before we call Patrick, why don't you give us the backstory, what led us up to this point?
I just want honest answers as to what happened with this guy and why he ghosted me. I met him on Hinge, and we seemed to really hit it off on the phone, and we texted back and forth, like, quite a bit. We got along about literally everything we talked about. We had so much chemistry and fun talking, you know?
Yeah.
And there was just nothing in our conversation that didn't go well. When we met in person, it was like he just completely, like, immediately shut down. It was so weird because he seemed so excited before the date, and, like, so he was, like, anxious to meet me, and he wanted to, like, meet me as soon as possible, and we, like, just talked, you know, like, every day, and I thought I was, like, the one that was not as into it as him. But then, when we met, the excitement was gone.
You mean on your end?
No, from him.
Oh, on his end.
Yeah. So that's why it was so weird. It was complete 180, and I was just, like, I couldn't tell something was, like, on his mind, like, what I could have done. Because I was just, like, I think I look the same as in my picture, so I don't know what it could have been. I want to know why he lost interest. It seems like, you know, just right when we met. And I haven't been able to get an answer from him, and it's just bothering me.
Been there, done that. I know how he feels.
Wait, what do you mean?
The commercial for the Chick-fil-A pimento spicy chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Looks amazing. And then you get one in real life and you look at it and like,
Hey!
No, I'm not saying you look bad, but I'm saying that anything for commercials are all spiced up. They look beautiful, you know? Like, they put shine, like, they put spray on the burger to make it look good.
I had more makeup on in person than I did in my photos.
I'm just saying that that could be the case, because I know men get very disappointed when the hamburger doesn't look like what you see on TV.
You're comparing her to a pimento sandwich?
No. I'm just saying that the whole thing, okay, like, how about a car? Like, that's not the car I saw on TV.
Well, we always put our best foot forward.
She's a shiny new car.
Come on.
Just saying.
Well, let's call Patrick and see if he will give us an explanation as to what happened. Because obviously there is something physical here, right? If everything flipped the moment you guys saw each other for the very first time, then that's clearly the issue. So let's find out. Hold on just a second, okay?
Hello?
Patrick. Patrick?
Yeah, this is Patrick.
Hi. Good morning. Just want to let you in on what's going on. This is going to sound like a lot of info I'm going to give you. My name is Brad Booker and Alex Franco, Audrey Allen,
Hello.
And I host a morning show on Mix 94.7. We have a segment called Waiting by the Phone where we help out people that have been out on dates and they feel like they have been ghosted. And that's why we're calling you, because Kelly's on the phone. She said that you guys were talking for quite some time, had great chemistry, and then when you met in person, she obviously got the impression that something wasn't right, because that's when everything changed. So she's been trying to get some clarification from you maybe you don't want to talk to her. Maybe you don't know how to say it or something. But anyway, we're just hoping we can get an answer. And if you're not interested in going out again, that's okay. She wants clarification so she can put this chapter behind her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it true? Was there something about her that you didn't like when you guys met?
Man. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay. So Kelly's on the phone. Kelly, you, whatever he says, it's not going to hurt your feelings, right? I mean, you're...
No, I just want to know.
Okay. You want him to be honest.
This is so awkward.
I know it is. I know it's crazy.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. I know every girl has their own, like, style and stuff. Every woman's different, and I've dated all sorts of different types, you know, from, I don't know, like, even, like, more girly girls to tomboys, you know, whatever, all across, like, the spectrum. It's just that also, at this point, because of that, kind of learned just, you know, what I like and what I'm attracted to and stuff. And I mean, like, just the most polite way, it just wasn't you. It just, I don't, you know.
So it was attraction? But I looked like, you saw plenty of photos. I think we even, like, FaceTimed with it. Like, what?
Man, I hate online dating. Look, online, I thought you're very pretty person on your own, just different people attract you. Online, I was attracted to, like, some of the photos that I saw. I thought you're gorgeous, and your personality was too and is. And I was really excited to meet you.
You know? Okay, but what was the difference in person then?
Like, so, I mean, look, I could put some of this on me too. Like, maybe I, like, hyped you up so much in my head that, I don't know, when I saw you, I was, like, I don't know, maybe I was building up, like, this just, like, perfect, amazing person. But I don't know. One of the things is when I saw you, I just noticed you had I noticed like a lot of makeup, like thick eyelashes, like just a tan, like big licks, dark cheeks, and so, like it was just all this stuff. And I like more of like the natural look. And you're a beautiful person on your own, but it was just like it was like a lot. It was just like a lot of just artificial stuff off the jump.
Wow.
And it was very distracting.
I just wanted to get like done up and look nice for a date. I love getting like dressed up and putting on makeup and just feeling pretty and everything. So that's crazy.
Yeah, it was like a lot. It was like a lot of stuff. And I'm into more of a natural look, just personally. You can do what you want, but I like a more of a natural minimalist.
That's crazy because it's like I'll be natural looking at night when we get home, but like for going out and for meeting people, it's not like I don't also look natural sometimes, but if someone doesn't appreciate when I want to look nice for them, then that's fine, I guess.
It's
that's
funny.
Fine.
There was a daycare teacher I knew or I know.
Uh-huh.
I only know them in daycare mode. Their teacher look, cute. I saw them out once. They got dressed up, fake eyelashes. I'm like, who are you? Like, I was used to, and I could totally see how a guy could be attracted to that chill teacher look, not the dolled up dressed up.
I mean,
like
what you expect someone to look some certain way, like for instance my 9-year-old son's teacher just started following me on Instagram, and I started looking at her pictures. I'm like, oh, this is weird, like seeing her out and about in a White Claw, and I'm like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be having fun, you're my son's teacher.
That's funny. But yeah, but that's the thing, and I'm glad he's honest about it, because the same thing goes for guys too. Girls can be disappointed in guys how they look.
Oh, all the time. Oh.
Kelly, there you go. I don't know where we are here. I don't know if there's like a balancing act and like we can massage this and make it work out.
Oh, or it's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out? Okay, well, anyway, at least we clear the air. What happens next, I guess, is on you guys. How does it feel to you, Audrey? Like, this is not going to happen?
Yeah, he's glam shaming.
He's glam shaming. Okay, we're over it.
She's over it.
All right, well, good luck. Kelly, Patrick, thank you very much for your honesty. Appreciate it. I know that probably was not easy.
Good luck.
Please just don't ghost people next time. Just say why.
Amen.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.